Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Working Trust. The date is the 20th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
Yep, my name is Andrew Timothy Smith. I'm 43, and I'm from Long Parish in Hampshire.
And how are you today?
A little bit apprehensive, but this has been a long time coming, so I've known for a long time that this is going to happen. And as time has gone by, I've got a little bit more apprehensive and built up to the day. Ready for it now. Be pleased when it's over.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
Well, I guess I had heard about it because of the fourth plinth being well known, and I was aware that there was some plans to have use the time the plinth a little bit differently. And I walked through Trafalgar Square earlier this year and I saw somebody on the plinth doing their stuff. And I thought, it's underway. My brother sent me through the link and I had a look at that, and of course the big red button saying apply now, and so I did, and here I am.
So how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Oh, it was panic. Yeah, it was panic. It wasn't euphoria. It was, oh my goodness, I didn't really expect that to happen. So kind of initial reaction was, crikey, what am I going to do? And am I going to do it, really? It was kind of initial thing, oh crikey, I can't really see that through. But when I'd calmed down and thought about it and thought what a good opportunity it would be to be part of it, and I knew I'd be pleased once I'd done it. So whilst I might have been nervous about doing the whole thing, once it was over and done with, I knew I'd be pleased to have been part of it. So yeah, on the whole, really good, but it did have an initial reaction of, oh yes, a bit of a shock.
So could you talk a little bit about what you're planning on doing today?
Yes, well, I thought about it long and hard, and I'm doing the thing that perhaps I would least like to do, because I'm absolutely hopeless at DIY. I'm well known for it, and my house is full of botched jobs and things that haven't quite worked out, things that wobble, shelves that slant. I use pen tops and blue tack to kind of just make things do what they're supposed to do, so rather than doing things properly. So a bit of a bodget job at my house. So as I'm notorious for it, I thought, well, here's a chance to kind of face my demons in public, get on that plinth and have a bash in front of everybody. So I've been and bought myself a piece of flat pack furniture, and that in itself was a bit of an ordeal because I'm not a fan of going to great big shops to buy furniture, but I did that, and I've got a small chest of drawers that I'm going to have a go at making tonight.
So what scale are we talking?
Scale?
Yeah.
Well, it's light, so I haven't gone big. It's only a small set of three drawers. It should be pretty straightforward, but it does involve little bits and pieces, Allen keys and screws and bolts and very confusing instructions with very few words, and it's all kind of pictures, and you're kind of trying to work out exactly where bits and pieces should go. I've had a quick look at how to put it together, and it looks pretty daunting.
So what are your expectations?
Well, I hope to show that I can do it and to finish something. So it'd be nice to sort of start with a cardboard box and finish with a piece of furniture. That'd be quite good if I get to that particular stage. I hope people will empathise with it, because I know it's not a great big piece of entertainment and not singing or dancing or telling jokes, but everybody sooner or later will have to make a piece of furniture and will have been through the fright of opening up a box and thinking, oh my goodness, where do I start? So I just hope it's something that people will say, you know, they'll relate to, because everybody does have to do it. So it's not going to be a great big crowd pleaser in terms of getting a lot of audience interaction, but I hope people watching it on the web will sort of say, oh yeah, I've been there, and oh yeah, he needs his Allen key there, or the instructions do get very confusing, or he's got that bit wrong. So I just hope that people kind of feel that they know exactly the difficulties I've got, but doing it on top of the plinth and full public gaze just makes it all the more daunting.
How do your family feel about this?
They think it's hilarious, absolutely hilarious. I think is the quite a lot of my family didn't know much about the project, so they'd had awareness of it, but when they found out I was doing it, they just thought that was very, very funny, and have taken quite a lot of stick in the weeks leading up to this. But very supportive, you know. They think it's really good. They think it's very brave and a good thing to be part of. So on that, very supportive, but they do think it's quite funny.
Can I get you to talk a little bit about what you do for a living?
Yeah, I work for a local authority, and I do countryside work. So I am a manager of a countryside team. So we manage country parks, nature reserves, and public rights of way, footpaths and bridleways. So I'm largely office based these days, but I work with rangers and park managers on making sure that our countryside sites are up together and welcoming, try to encourage more people to use them, and trying to sort out our footpaths and bridleways out in the countryside. So if you get paths that are blocked because they all go across private land, then I get involved in trying to resolve those problems, making sure they're all properly signed and well maintained and promoted, so encouraging people to get out and enjoy the countryside. And more these days, my work is about health and recreation and getting people to get out and travel, but not using their car. So it's about horse riding, cycling and walking, and trying to encourage people in those pursuits.
Have you always lived in the countryside?
I've moved about a bit. I've lived up and down the country. So I've lived in Yorkshire and Nottinghamshire and Oxfordshire, and now in Hampshire. And now I've lived in a big city, and then I lived in Bradford for a while, on the edges of Bradford, and there you kind of really appreciate the countryside because your way of getting out of the town is very important. These days I live in a village, and I quite like that kind of rural way of life, the pace of life there.
Yeah. So apart from your work, what are your other kind of main interests?
I do a lot in the community, so I'm involved in things in the roundabout where I live. I'm part of the Amateur Dramatic Society, and I'm the Community Association, so I'm usually involved in one play or another at the moment, and doing a farce, kind of just practicing that in the village hall, so very low-key stuff. I help out in the village doing bits and bobs and jobs and things and events that try and bring the village together. I do a bit of sport, I do football or squash, just try and keep reasonable shape. As you can see, I'm not succeeding terribly well, but I just try and keep on top of things. And I read a bit, but I think I've only just really started to get into reading, actually, because I've been so kind of sporty as I've been growing up that I didn't have a lot of time for reading, and spending a lot more time reading books I enjoy, current affairs, politics and sport.
So whereabouts were you born? Where did you grow up?
In Yorkshire. So I was born near Bradford, in a place called, lived in Bailden, which is on the edge of Bradford, for a good 18 years until I left to go to university, when I left to go to University of Trent, as it was then, Trent Polytechnic. So I was at lived in Yorkshire for a good 18 years. That's kind of what I am, a Yorkshireman, yeah.
Okay. And at the moment, you've been living there for how long?
In Hampshire, I've been down there for about 10 years now. So I moved about a bit, and I've enjoyed going to new places and kind of finding out about different places. I don't really know Hampshire particularly well before I moved down there, so it's quite nice to sort of move down and explore. And so my wife and I moved down, say, 10 years ago, and that's not knowing anyone or anything about the county, and just settling in, and have enjoyed that. Actually got two children now, so I think it's unlikely that we'll be kind of upping the sticks and moving her off again. I think we're putting down some roots where we are.
What would you say is important in your life at the moment?
Well, the family are very important. My family are two girls who are 5 and 7. They can, my wife and the girls come first. So having a good quality of life for them. So that involves doing well in my work, and I enjoy my work, so I throw myself into that and getting on with that. And just having a good network of friends and social life, and that's pretty strong at the moment where I am, so that's good. I always kind of look for challenges where they are, like today, and if I can do things which are a bit different or give me a challenge, and I'll take those on. But probably my wildest days might be behind me, but they were never particularly wild anyway. But I think that it is just making sure that we've got a good quality of life for the family at the moment.
So just to go back to your hour.
Oh yes.
Have you brought anybody with you in particular today?
Well, I brought my brother, and as it turns out, he may well be involved as well. And then we've come down with my dad and my brother's girlfriend, but we've had all to congregate at my brother's house, so my parents have come down from Yorkshire to meet up there, and then a car full have come down tonight to be here. So there's four of us here tonight, but a little network has been at work tonight, so I know that the rest of the family are all online and watching.
Sure. And do you think this experience will have any kind of effect on you?
I've no idea. I've really no idea. It may well have. It's had a big effect so far in terms of the build-up to it. I will be relieved when it's over, and I hope it goes okay, and you know that I do okay. I don't know. I think it's something that I will have always have got, and I'll have done. The longer-term effects of it, I don't know. But I think anything you do that kind of is a challenge, and you do it, and you feel that you've been brave to do it, I think that all kind of adds up, doesn't it? It all stacks up to you having feel more fulfilled, I guess, and that ready for the next challenge as well. It's all an experience. So I think on the whole, yes, it'll have an effect. How big that will be, I don't know.
You said that you involve yourself in amateur dramatics.
Yes.
Have you always been the kind of performative type?
A little bit, yeah. I get very nervous, so I'm not a kind of natural exhibitionist or show off. It doesn't come naturally to me. I enjoy having done it, so when I'm doing it and having done it, I enjoy it, but I get a bit uptight about it, and I do worry about going up on stage, but I've been doing Amdram now for a long time, so that is not too big a deal. But even so, you know, if you're backstage ready to go on in a play, the nerves do kick in. So I'm not a kind of natural show off, but I do enjoy having done it.
So do you see this hour today as a performance?
Yes, I think it is. I think I'm, people are going to be watching and want to be entertained or want to enjoy it. So I think if I didn't do anything at all, people would be disappointed. So I've got to do something to try and make people feel engaged and enjoy it. But clearly it's not a performance in the normal sense. I'm not there to kind of just to sing and dance. But I think I do see it as something that, and choosing an idea like the Chest of Drawers is something that hopefully people will enjoy.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's fine. Thank you very much.